Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off? Go ahead!
Number five.
Don Kelly is hired as the Pirates bench coach. More than just a hometown hiring here, and what do you think his future is within the organization?
Oh, yeah, it's more than a hometown hiring. I talked to him on Saturday. He gave me a call on Saturday just before it became official. You know, he was offered Derek Shelton's old job in Minnesota, so he could have had that job as the bench coach of the Twins. He could have ridden out for another year or so the bench coach job. He's going to be the next bench coach in Houston, and there's a couple managerial jobs he's poking around about. Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. It's good for him. He's one of the bright baseball minds. It's not going to win a ton of baseball games or any baseball games, really, unless the Pittsburgh Pirates go out and get some players.
Right.
But they're aligning a really good staff. I'm on the fence on if Joey Cora should have been retained, though. But I can understand it. I do like Don Kelly and Derek Shelton. I love those hires, but it's about players. They got to go get players.
Yeah, agreed. It's a great story because he is from here and because he's a great guy. So I think for those reasons, you're happy for Donnie Kelly. You're happy for the Pirates that they got another important piece to the coaching staff taken care of.
Number four.
Mike on. After seeing what happened in the conference championships this past weekend, is there a clear-cut best team in the nation to you?
LSU. If LSU and Ohio State play each other, it's going to be one hell of a football game, but it's LSU. They made Georgia look bad. And to do that, you got to be really good.
I would agree. I think LSU is the best team out there. I think it's a surprise if LSU doesn't win. I think Oklahoma and Clemson are kind of distant, third and fourth behind those first two teams. But if all holds, LSU should not be tested all that much.
Right.
They're very good.
Number three.
The Penguins beat the Red Wings 5-3 on Saturday, but maybe more importantly, Tristan Jarry came up with another shutout, this time against the Coyotes, and Phil Kessel's return Friday. Should Jarry have started again on Saturday, and do you think he gets more starts than Murray from here to the rest of the year?
He should get more starts for now. But the most important thing that happened was Matt Murray playing well for half of that game and then falling apart some. Like, he had it going to where he had Pittsburgh thinking, okay, you look all right. This mm-hmm. is, and then he turned into what Matt Murray has been through this season.
Shaky.
In the latter half of that game on Saturday night, and blew it all out of the water, which the framework was in place for it to be like, okay, the Penguins, maybe they got Murray back some. Jarry's still the number one, but you can have some confidence in Murray. Now I don't know if I have confidence in Murray, even as like the backup right now. He looked terrible at the end of that game.
Well, he got out of there with the win, though, which I think should be a little bit of a boost to his confidence. Nonetheless, you come back with Jarry against Montreal tomorrow night. That's not a question. And he's your, like we talked about the other day, he's your de facto number one for the next couple of weeks. And the only opportunity Murray gets, as I see it, is maybe next Friday in Edmonton. You've got enough time between games. You let Jarry play a little bit while he's hot.
In the latter stage of that game, waiting for Murray to lose it the other night. He looked really bad.
Yeah, it was shaky.
Number two.
All right, a fill in the blank here. If you learned one thing about the Steelers in their 23-17 win over the Cardinals, it was blank.
It takes a whole team.
Yeah, and that they're going to have to continue to play the way they have on defense. They're going to have to continue to win games on defense. Not that they didn't get big plays from Deontay Johnson on offense and in the special teams, obviously, but they're going to have to win games with their defense.
Number one.
The Bills fell to the Ravens 24-17. After watching them yesterday, do you believe the Steelers will beat the Bills on Sunday night?
I don't know. I think it'll be a tight game, but I think that they're going to do a whole lot to try to confuse Duck And I don't think that Duck's going to be able to just kind of manage this football game. I think he's going to have to make a couple big throws.
It's going to be ugly, but right now, if you ask me, the day after the last game, 6 days away, yeah, I think the Steelers win, but they're going to have to win ugly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.